clearly from our perspective, some of the best of the movies in 2018, the performance of our next guest, Gary Tanguay, in Chappaquiddick. Gary, thanks so much for being with us.
I love you, Rick. It'll live on forever.
You were fantastic in that. It was a great scene.
Yeah, well, thanks. But, man, you're having a blast. I'm following you on social media. God, you're having, like, waffles and pancakes in Nashville, and you're here and there, and you're everywhere. I mean, what a great run.
22,000 miles on the road with Maine football this season.
But you know something? When you're not going to the same old places, it's awesome.
That is true. It's awfully fun to visit some new locales, and getting out west, out to Utah and Idaho, Washington, was a lot of fun. And it was a great run for your alma mater, first ever trip to the Final Four.
Well, it's your alma mater too, right? Or
yes, I took longer, though, so I'm a bit more invested.
Anyways, congrats to the Bears.
Yeah, it was a great season, indeed. Some teams playing well, others struggling in the month of December. Is this it? It's right. All over for the Patriots? Dead, buried, stick a fork in them, done?
Well, I think that there's certainly as we see them, yeah, I do. I think that Pittsburgh played like Pittsburgh and New England played like Pittsburgh. So when that happens, you got a problem, you know? And the defense is really a mess. They can't stop the run. They can't stop anybody running the football. I mean, anybody. I mean, you could give the ball to Hale, and he could take it up the middle for a first. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, they got nobody. So, yeah, and I just think, you know, they have two good defensive players, and that's pretty much it. And I think the offense is, they got old, and I think that Bill Belichick knew it was time for Gronk to go. That's why he tried to beat him to Detroit, but Gronk, you know, threw a monkey in there. A monkey wrench in the plans and said, I'm not going. I'm quitting. And, Bill felt that I need to get Garoppolo. I need a backup. So Bill's plan almost worked. And we're seeing the results of it not coming together. You know, I mean, Edelman's, he's 32. You know, Gronk, to me, next year is going to be in the WWE. And Mike Giardi on NFL Network, of course, on what he said, you know, he thinks Brady's got an MCL problem. You know, and I think Mike said that it was his opinion. You know, Mike isn't reporting it. But I'll tell you this, when it comes to the Patriots and the NFL, Giardi says it, you can take it to the bank. So I think Brady is definitely more hurt than they're letting on.
So if that's the case, and let's say he were to need surgery in the offseason, could this be the end for him? Would he at 42 try to come back from surgery?
Well, an MCL, I mean, you could certainly come back from, if it was an ACL, I'd say forget it. But an MCL is not as bad, so I think you probably could. But what I'm wondering now is, at his age, can he handle the rigors of a season? And I do think he hurt himself by going away in the off season. But at this head, at say 42, 43, can he handle, all of the bumps and bruises of a 16-game NFL season? That's a lot to ask, no matter how much avocado I spin you eat.
Who do you think goes first, Brady or Belichick?
I think it's going to be Brady. I really do. I think the end is, and I think it's going to come down to health, you know, for Tom. I know he wants to play until he's 45. One of the things that Brady has been able to do throughout his career is play hurt. And many times, and the Patriots, of course, will deny this, I mean, many, many times, Brady was hurt and not on the injury report. And the Patriots aren't the only one who played games with that. And, you know, it happens across the league. You know, I remember a season where Brady was not on the injury report and he had bad ribs. And, of course, you don't want the defense to know you have bruised ribs. And at the end of the last two games of the season, somebody had to lift his arms up to take off his shoulder pads. And that doesn't end up on the injury report. You know, that's hard to do when you're 43. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think Bill's going to keep coaching. And I don't think he's really lost it. I mean, look, the defense isn't good. As a general manager, you know, he had some missteps, you know. But he knew it was time to get rid of Gronk, and he knew he needed a backup quarterback. So I think Brady, Belichick stays. I also think that's why Josh McDaniels is interested in other jobs, because all of a sudden, you know, the word is, well, Josh is interested in what else is out there, because, you know, I think that he has gotten word that Bill has no intention of going anywhere. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Gary Tagway, NBC Sports Boston, here on Downtown. Who do you think will end up being the next closer for the Boston Red Sox?
Well, I hope it's not Kimbrel.
Yeah, me too. I can't stand that another year.
Well, yeah, you know, the money, the six-year deal, I mean, come on, that's laughable. I mean, he's going to have to come back begging. I don't know, Rich. You know, Joe Kelly took his money and went to L.A. Good for him. I think he wanted to be in Southern California. I can't imagine Kimbrel coming back. I mean, I thought they had their closer, but they gave him $68 million to become a starter, you know?
Yeah, well, I agree. So,
that was my plan, but they didn't ask me.
Do you really believe this talk, or is it just talk about them actually paring down payroll to save a pittance on the luxury tax?
I don't know what to believe with those guys, because they've done it before. You know, they said every 4 years when, you know, the luxury tax kicks in and there's some major amount of money they're going to have to pay. They've done it before. And I think that they probably can do it because they've won the World Series. I don't think John Henry is aching to win back-to-back titles. I think that you win one, you know, you can relax for 4 or 5 years. But I think it's crazy, but I've never tried to get inside that guy's head. I mean, John Henry didn't like Terry Francona. I mean, how can you not like Terry Francona?
Right.
I mean, you know, my God. So I don't, he's a weird dude. So yeah, I believe it. And it's stupid. It's so stupid. So freaking stupid. I hate it. I hate it.
Celtics had a rough start to the season. Injuries, guys getting used to being back in the lineup. 8 of their last 10 now in the books seem to be playing better. Have they righted the ship, and are they at least, if not the best in the East, in the top two?
Well, yeah, I think it's kind of Toronto. You know, I think Kawhi's a hell of a player, obviously, and I think the two best players in the East are Kyrie Irving and Kawhi Leonard. So it's Toronto and it's Boston. I think that they finally have some roles, you know, where Brown and Gordon Hayward, they want to keep coming off the bench. Fantastic. And if you want to start Marcus Smart and Marcus Morris, awesome. You know, don't mess with it. That's my feeling. You know, they have to start playing some better teams. The teams that they beat up on aren't exactly, you know, the toughest clubs in the NBA. But I just say stick with the rotation and stick with the lineup they have now, because it seems to be working. I think eventually somebody's going to have to be traded. I think Terry Rozier, you know, maybe even Jaylen Brown. I mean, the bad thing about Jaylen Brown is that his performance has gone down and his playing time has gone down, and that also means his trade value has gone down.
Right.
So that's unfortunate. So I think I think it's going to come down to them in Toronto. I do, and I think, but you know, and finally Kyrie Irving, because we love team basketball and it's awesome, but in the NBA you're going to have a big dog, and as soon as Kyrie Irving said, okay, enough of this messing around, keeping everybody happy, I'm the big dog, and, you know, he starts making shots in the fourth quarter, that's when you start to take off. And then Tatum has to realize that this isn't last year, and Jaylen Brown has to realize that this isn't last year, and that, you know, Kyrie order has been restored. And, you know, when you have that, it comes down to Kyrie and, you know, Kawhi, and I think it's going to be a hell of a playoff run, because I think it's going to be those two guys going head-to-head at some point in the postseason, and the winner's going to go on to the finals.
So last week I was speaking to a broadcasting class, because, you know, when you're old, they want the old guys to come in and tell war stories, and I was sharing the story of the first time I did play-by-play on the radio, and it was a Class D girls tournament game at, I don't know, 9:30 in the morning, and it was like 40-4 at the half, and Hale
right.
said to me, why don't you do the second half? I said, I haven't even been watching the game. He goes, don't worry, nobody's listening. Do you remember the first time you did play by play? And was that in Bangor or when you were over in Rumford?
Oh no, I never did it in I never did it at the good old WRU in Rumford. I did some PA, in Rumford. That was the closest thing I got to play by play. I did it. Yeah, at the Augusta Civic Center. I forgot who I did the game with. Big jolly guy with white hair. He was, remember Gonzo, Dave Gagne, was one of his buddies. Of course, Mr. Gagne, ran the ship, said, "Hey, I want this guy to do the game. Tank, you go with him." But, "Yes, sir, whatever you want, sir." I forgot his name. We had a hell of a good time. Oh, my God, we had a blast. And, I can't remember what game it was, but we had a hell of a good time at Augusta Civic Center. It was a big thrill. I mean, because the main tournament is just such a big thrill for anybody, for me, for you, because, I saw the great Rumford teams of the 70s go to the Augusta Civic Center with, like, Dougie Roberts.
Matt Kobris.
The Kobris brothers, Matt Kobris, all those guys. They played Coney. This big guy, I remember, Dave Rollins. And, like, the whole town of Rumford. I mean, it's the whole town of Rumford. The Augusta Civic Center. Everybody goes for the bonanza in between the games.
Yeah, and then,
The Augusta Civic Center for the game. Right? And it was awesome. And then, to be totally sappy to call a high school game there when I was in college working for you was a blast. It was just so much fun.
Do you remember the greatest plan that was never actually hatched? You and I have been sent down to Portland to do state games. And we were sitting in the hotel room. No, I think it was basketball. And we were in the hotel room and it occurred to us that the games were on TV. And we actually discussed the possibility whether or not we could do the games from the hotel room, watch them on TV.
Oh, and, right.
Ultimately,
the other one was Hadlock Field where, they didn't have the wires, or there was an electrical storm or something.
Oh, yes. One.
But you're right. But I do remember that. And that's what they all do now.
I know. I know. It's crazy. The difference is they didn't have no room service.
The Olympics, 90% of the people are inside. Just nobody knows it.
Yeah. We were ahead of our time.
We had room service.
That would have been great.
By halftime, but,
Whatever. Who's on Early Edition with you tonight there, Gary?
Yeah, I don't know. No, we got Chris Gasper. He's coming in. Going to talk to him about the Celtics. We only have a 30-minute show tonight because of the Celtics.
Right.
We'll talk about that Anthony Davis thing where, it's going to come down to their stand between the Lakers and the Celtics for Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis wants to go to L.A., it'll be this year because there's a rule that prevents him going to Boston this year because of the Kyrie Irving deal. So we'll talk about that. And also, the Patriots, do you still think that they can pull out a miracle, and do something in the postseason? I personally don't see it. I think they're out of gas, but we'll see what Gasper says.
Tune in tonight, NBC Sports Boston. Gary, thanks as always. Hey, I hope you and your family have a great Christmas, and we'll catch up with you in the new year.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rich. Always good to get out of memory lane.
All right. See you later, Gary.
Bye-bye.